Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, May 9th edition. Got a 10-game slate for you on the Tuesday. Hope you guys had a great Monday, great weekend. I wasn't with you guys on Monday. I was a little busy, got home really late on Sunday night, so did not get around to this podcast, but we are back ready to rock and roll for you this week. Like I said, 10 games. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentrick. You can find me there at BDentrick. Written content at Gaining the Edge Fantasy, GT Fantasy. On the Patreon there. Recommend you check that out. Got the Discord, all the good stuff there. Got Baseball HQ, Fantasy Pros as well. Plus all the awesome podcasts. So check all that out. But let's not waste your time here. Let's get at it. 10-game slate. Let's talk about the totals on this 10-game slate. We have A's, Yankees, 8. Red Sox, Braves, 9.5. Cardinals, Cubs, waiting on that total. Dodgers, Brewers, 9.5. Padres, Twins, 9. White Sox, Royals, 9. Astros, Angels, 7.5. Rangers, Mariners, 7.5. Mariners, D-backs, 9. Nats, Giants, 8.5. It's a whole lot of nines and above, folks. There's going to be some offense for you on Tuesday. Let's get cracking at the pitchers we can target on this slate. And you can always look at Shohei Ohtani's 11-6. Very expensive price tag at home against the Houston Astros. The Houston Astros team that's very up and down when it comes to offensively. And Ohtani is a beast. So you can go there if you want, or you can save $900 and get Framber Valdez at $10,700 in that same matchup going up against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. The thing is that the Angels against lefties, they're only striking out 17% of the time. They're hitting 293, 125 WRC plus. So they're not pushovers versus lefties. I'll say that much. They're not world beaters by any means, but Framber at 10.7 is very interesting as well. The top pay up spot for me is Logan Webb at $9,500 at home against the Washington Nationals. Webb's just been absolutely outstanding so far this season, as we know from his previous starts. The strikeouts have been much, much better this year. The ground balls have been great. He's got 20 or more DK points in 3 straight starts. He's allowed 2 earned runs or less in 3 straight in 4 of his last 5. He's been great. You had a Washington Nationals team that scored a ton of runs off of DeSclafani in the first, then got shut down the rest of the game on Monday night. So let's get Logan Webb. Let's get him early. Let's have some fun in that one. George Kirby at 91 is interesting. I don't mind it. I like the Rangers' offense has been very, very good. Kirby's been outstanding this year too, so it's not a bad spot to pick your battles. Going down cheaper though, Lucas Giolito at $8,300 at the Kansas City Royals. That's one I like quite a bit. Giolito coming off a big 24 points his last time out. He has 13 or more points in 5 straight starts. He's got 20 or more in 3 of 5, and 18 or more in 4 of 5. Talked about him his last start going with Twins. He went 7 innings, 107 Ks. It's 6 or more Ks and 4 out of last 5, 5 or more in 5 straight. He's just been very, very effective. We're seeing the Lucas Giolito goods a lot more of late. It's usually one big part of the outing that's ruining his whole start, and he avoided it against the Twins. We're going to look for him to avoid it again here against the Kansas City Royals, a team that just bursted out for 12 runs on Monday. They had a big series against the A's over the weekend. Their offense is heating up in a big way, so it's not the ideal landing spot for one Lucas Giolito on Tuesday, but it's still a Royals team. Even though they've been hot the last week or so, they're still striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching on the season with a 228 average and a 75 WRC plus. So I don't mind Giolito if you want to save some cash at $8,300. Going below 8K now, gets a little murkier. Watch the weather. If the weather is conducive to pitching in Chicago, which it's been of late, Jameson Taillon at $7,500 is in play versus the Cardinals, but weather dependent on that one. Louis Varland at $6,800 is a value I don't mind. Varland, allowed 4 runs in his last outing, 4 2/3. That part sucked, but still 6 Ks. If you look at his underlying stuff, his strikeouts have been great. His swing and miss has still been great. Just a matter of putting it all together. So I like him in that regard at $6,800. Padres are the Padres. There's no sugarcoating that. Great team. It's going to keep getting better the more they stay healthy. But still, a team is striking out almost 26% of the time versus righties on the season. 214 average against, 93 WRC plus. So they'd be an interesting one to take a chance at. The other one's Brendan Faught, $4,500 at home against the Miami Marlins. Now, Faught was horrific in his debut. There's no sugarcoating that. He's not that bad. He's also not $4,500 bad. That's why he's interesting to me. It's a Miami Marlins team striking out 24.5% of the time versus righties, hitting 233 with the 124 ISO and 79 WRC plus against right-handed pitching. So Brendan Faught at $4,500 does come into play on this slate. To recap your pitch, you have the Otani Valdez duel in Anaheim, which you can play either one if you want, or you save money and Logan Webb starts your day at 95. I like that a lot. Lucas Giolito at 83 would be my next stop on the pitching list. Jameson Taillon, weather dependent, at $7,500. And then you got Louis Varland at 68 and Brendan Faught at 45. Not a whole lot of pitching considering there's 20 pitchers starting. But then again, you look at all those totals over 9, kind of makes sense. Speaking of all the totals over 9, let's check out the bats on this 10-game slate. Catcher's position for you. If you want to fade Nick Pivetta, that's always a good idea. So Sean Murphy at 52 is just fine. Otherwise, Salvi Perez at 48 versus Giolito if you want. Those are decent plays. But farther down, don't mind William Contreras versus versus Noah Syndergaard at $4,500. That'd be one. MJ Melendez went deep on Monday. He's been heating up over the last week. He's $4,100 for Giolito as well. Below 4K into the low threes already. You have the likes of Ryan Jeffers, which is actually a cheapie at $3,200 versus Waka. Don't hate that. But
there's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. to sign up for your trial today.
Below 3K, you got, there he is, Joey Bart at $2,500. I like a lot today. Joey Bart, $2,500 versus Patrick Corbin. That's one I think you could just take the savings, play some Joey Bart, have some fun against Corbin. You got Wong of Boston. He's $2,400 versus Morton. He'd be another one you could look for a discount. Somehow Amaya checks the box for Chicago. He's $2,100. I just think your play is Joey Bart at 25 until you see other lineups and see what other savings you can come up with on this slate. First base position for you on the Tuesday, May 9th slate. Got Matt Olson at 57. That's fine. But Christian Walker at 49 versus Lizardo. Well, like Olson's the better play, but you're saving $800. Rowdy Tellez versus Syndergaard at 46. I like Rizzo's been swinging it well for the Yanks. He's $4,500 for Straczynski. That's a good price tag as well. But Vinny P at 41, if you're not using Giolito. Vinny P's been heating up, had a nice little game on Monday to keep his bat going in the lineup. You got Ty France versus Andrew Heaney. France went deep on Monday. We love targeting Andrew Heaney. So France for 4,000 is just fine. Farther down you go here, you got low threes. You're going to kick into the twos quickly. There's a big gap of pricing. Drew Vaughn get a D on Mondays and swinging it well. Ryan Noda is $3,100 for the Aces. Price is coming up, but well-deserved. Had a big week last week. Clark Schmidt gets destroyed by left-handed pitching right now. So Ryan Noda at $3,100 is definitely in play against Clark Schmidt. Going below 3K now, you got the likes of Alec Kirilloff versus Michael Wacha at 28. If you think Kirilloff's ready, he has come back from the IL late last week. Still hasn't really got it going yet. Nick Prado's first base outfit eligible is $2,600 for Giolito. He's been playing really, really well since coming back, striking out a ton. His overall contact gains have been very, very good. That is Nick Prado. Wilmer Flores, $2,600 versus Patrick Corbin. Flores, first base, third base. We love Flores versus a lefty. Matt Mervis is only $2,300 versus Jack Flaherty. That is outstanding. So another great value in that one. Second base for you on this 10-game Tuesday slate. You got Marcus Semien at 59, but Thairo Estrada at 55, absolutely love against Patrick Corbin. Jorge Polanco at 48 versus Walker is very solid. Nolan Gorman at 46 versus Tyon, weather dependent, is a good one. Gleyber Torres had a big game on Monday, went deep, had a double. It was good to have him back for a night. He's $4,500 versus Straczynski. Ozzy Albies only 45 versus Pivetta, so a lot of options here at second base, especially up top at the position. Christopher Morel got the call for the Cubs. He's second base outfit eligible. He's 4K. Versus Jack Flaherty. Dude's been destroying baseballs in the minor leagues, so he's on the radar for sure. Below 3K, though, you got Miguel Vargas at $2,900 versus Lauer. That could be a decent play. Valdez of Boston's $2,700 versus Morton. I like that as a value a lot, actually, at $2,700 if you need to punt the position. That's one of the places I'd be looking for sure. Other than that, like Nick Gordon is $2,200 if he gets in the lineup. For the Twins, he's been swinging a little better this past week, kind of what we hoped he would do all season. Did it for a couple days. Maybe they'll keep going at a discounted price. Third base, you got Rafael Devers at 58, Austin Riley at 55. That's a good price tag for Riley, actually, in that matchup. You got Machado, if he could ever get it going, would be nice, at 5K. Josh Young is 46, tough to pay that versus Kirby. Going down to the low fours, into the threes, though. It's a very, like one or two guys up top, and then just drops off a cliff at third base. It's a weird, weird position. It's definitely not the same as like second base on this slate. But Eugenio Suarez at $3,800. We love him versus a lefty. He gets on Andrew Heaney. So $3,800 for Suarez is very nice. JD Davis at $3,500 versus Corbin is a great price tag. That's a heck of a discount on this slate. Jose Miranda slumping tremendously, but he's 3K versus Wacha. If you need to save some serious cash, and Mikel Garcia would be where I'd go to save if you needed it. He's third base shortstop at $2,800 versus Giolito. That's an outstanding value if you're not using Gio. Hanser Alberto's been swinging it really well. He's $2,600 versus Lyles. Mentioned Wilmer Flores. He's $2,600 first base, third base versus Patrick Corbin. So that's kind of where I'd be looking if I'm looking to save. I think it's very, very top heavy third base with some decent value, though, down the list. Shortstop, you got Thairo Estrada at 55. That is a great play. It's the highest priced shortstop. I like Mookie Betts as well. He's outfield shortstop at $5,400 versus Lauer, but give me some Thairo Estrada in this one. Going down, though, Willy Adames went deep on Monday. That was great to see. Bobby Witt Jr. had a big day as well. So those are all great options if you need to. Just kind of mix and match your stackies. If I had to pick, I like paying up for Estrada on this one because not many people will. Going down cheaper, though, you got Swanson at 46 isn't bad. Anthony Volpe at 42, he's leading off for the Yankees. Got a little bit of cash appeal to him in that one. Below 4K, you know, Lando Arcia's back for the Braves. He's $3,500 versus Pivetta. There for his defense, but his bat has traveled. Low threes into the twos now. Mikel Garcia at $2,800. Mentioned him. He's third base shortstop against Giolito. Other than that, though, not much down there. CJ Abrams will play well. I'm looking to fade Webb You're pretty much going to be paying up for the one of the shortstops on this slate. Outfield position, you're going to have a ton on a 10-game slate. Acuna Jr. is a beast at 65 hundo. Yordan versus Otani, I think I'll just watch that one and enjoy it. Go down cheaper, though, into the fives. You know, Corbin Carroll versus lefties, not ideal. But J-Rod at 5,700 bucks versus Heaney, I like that quite a bit. Jazz Chisholm at 5,500 bucks versus Brendan Faught is interesting. Mookie Betts at 54, talked about him already. I like him a lot against Eric Lauer. Christian Yelich at 52 is not bad versus Syndergaard. That's one I can look to target. Going down below 5K now, you got Ian Happ's down there. Lou Bob's a good price at 4,600 bucks, but swinging it really, really well against Jordan Lyles in this game. So a bit of a nice price tag for him. Low fours. You got Cody Bellinger at 43 versus Flaherty. That's nice, as he's been just Bellinger's having a comeback, a renaissance of sorts. Brent Rooker at 4,100 bucks for Schmidt. I like that quite a bit in the middle of the Oakland Athletics lineup against Clark Schmidt. Below 4K now, Michael Harris II is back. He's 3,800 bucks for Pavetta. Max Kepler is 3,800 bucks for Michael Wacha. Both very strong plays respectively in their matchup. Jaron Duran's 3,700 bucks for Charlie Morton. Benintendi's 3,600 bucks for Lyles. He's swinging it really well, like over the last week. So he's one to watch. Harrison Bader, since coming off the IL, is playing great. He's 3,600 bucks. So a couple like value plays here in the outfield. If you don't want to spend up at other positions, spend up a pitcher. You can find savings in the outfield if you don't want to pay for like Ronald Acuña Jr., of course. Alex Kirilloff, first base, outfield is 2,800 bucks. Slow start to his return to the bigs, of course. But we know that what talent Alex Kirilloff brings to the table. He went 1-for-2 on Sunday night. He's pretty much they didn't play on Monday, so he got one hit in his two games coming back from the IL. After Kirilloff, JJ Bleday at 27. I love that price point. Lefties can get to Clark Schmidt. Bleday has been crushing baseballs. That is a great one there at $2,700. Nick Prado at 26. Talked about him in first base outfield. In a good spot there is Giolito. Other than that, Gavin Sheets at 2,500 bucks. Mentioned him in the chats and stuff. He was a great streaming option this week because he loves to face righties. Gets like 7 righties this week. Well, he went deep on Monday. He's 2,500 bucks versus Jordan Lyles. He's a good value tournament play on this one. He's just lots and lots of talent there with Gavin Sheets in the power department. Joey Weimer had himself a day, a home run, a double. He's 2,200 bucks versus Noah Syndergaard. Nick Gordon's there at 2,200 bucks. So check your lineups, though. There will be tons of value in the outfield compared to some of these other positions on the slate. Recapping things for you real quick. Otani Valdez, you can go either way if you want, or you can just enjoy the game. That's just two teams that can, a lot of ways to go in that one. Start with Logan Webb at 9,500 bucks versus the Washington Nationals. Kirby's interesting, but Morton at 8,900 bucks versus Boston. We know what we're getting from Morton. Same old, same old. You got Giolito at 8,300 bucks, like a Webb-Gio combo. Sounds pretty nice. Or you just go Webb and slide down to Louis Varland at 6,800 bucks for San Diego. Or Brendan Faught at 4,500 bucks versus the Miami Marlins. Some rough pitching on this slate, thus the high totals on this slate. The stacks you're looking at here, I like some A's versus Clark Schmidt. I like the Yankees versus Rosinski. So not my favorite stacks, but two really good spots to attack if you want to. Atlanta against Nick Pavetta is always good. That's always very, very good. There's no sugarcoating that for you. White Sox versus Jordan Lyles is totally acceptable as well. Some other games, though, I think Seattle versus Andrew Heaney I like a lot, and then the Giants versus Patrick Corbin. Giants would be my top stack. You got Seattle, Atlanta. Those would be some of my best ones. I like the Oakland, New York. I like the White Sox as well. So lots of ways to go on a 10-game slate, as you'd expect, on a Tuesday. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDEntric, or join us in the Gain in the Edge Fantasy Discord, as low as $5 a month on patreon.com/GTEFantasy. If you're playing PGA DFS golf, the always pressing PGA DFS podcast dropped for you on Monday evening to preview the AT&T Byron Nelson. Got you covered there. You're going to have a Bench with Bubba episode on Tuesday with Mike Curlin. We've got all kinds of great stuff coming at you, as usual, over on Twitter at BDEntric. But for now, that'll do it, folks. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, May 9th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.